baby. Hey!
Jesus, criminy.
Hi, this is Evan the Holy Fear, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evan the Holy Fear.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke. Chris
Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Well, what's going on, everybody? Back in good old FLA.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And in the words of Tom Hanks, I love running that clip to get this show started. Somebody, probably Tom Hanks, forgot to tell CM Punk that it's very important you don't stink today.
Yeah, that did not go over very well for him.
Do you really think deep down in places we don't go, in places at parties you don't talk about?
That's like a great line. I love it.
How about that? that he really thought he was going to win that fight? Do you really think that? Do you talk yourself into
it? Yeah, he could handle the truth. Hold on.
And for those people that don't know what we're talking about CM Punk fought Mickey Gall in Cleveland Saturday night. Mickey Gall made, what, 10 grand? CM Punk, $500,000. Now, sorry.
Yeah, he couldn't handle the truth.
I like that.
The truth was...
If I would have known you were going to come up with a line like that, I wouldn't have interrupted.
Yeah, he couldn't handle the truth that was he wasn't ready. I mean, that was... Now, Mickey Gall, and I saw you had retweeted this, Mickey Gall said, you know what, CM Punk, he trained for it, he put his effort in, he put his time in to get ready for that particular fight, show the man some love, but the bottom line was he was not ready for that level of competition this early in his MMA career. I can't imagine he's going to stick around with the UFC
No way.
At least for the next couple fights. He's got to go back to the drawing board and figure out if this is something he wants to continue doing. I'm sure it is, because I don't think he's going to have a paying job with the WWE anytime soon. But we'll see where it goes from here. But it was exciting for about, what was it, 2 seconds? Seconds. It was about, I think it was about 2 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, the fight was 2 minutes, but yeah. It wasn't exciting.
Well, it depends on who you're rooting for.
Well, and I was rooting for Mickey, but it still wasn't exciting because as soon as the bell rang, you knew that it wasn't going to go well.
2 minutes, 14 seconds, submission, rear naked choke. And because it was a submission.
2 years.
Yeah. So, Jimmy Seafood crab cakes out of Baltimore.
Very happy for him for that. I was told by a very reliable source that a whole group of WWE superstars were at the same location.
Yeah.
Maybe Sunday or Monday. And to a man, everyone was extremely happy that CM Punk got his tail.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
That says something.
Now, they had a clip from Mick Foley wishing him well and all that kind of stuff. And I guess there was one or two isolated. But, you know, it's one thing if you're told to talk that way. Because as soon as, CM Punk left and there was some dissension, and then the whole Conor McGregor dissension with the WWE, they were told to respond. When you're in a closed setting, when you're at a restaurant, when you're in a movie theater, and there are a bunch of them, you're not necessarily going to toe the company line.
Yeah.
But to a man, from what I was told.
Interesting.
Not a single person upset that CM Punk, ran his mouth. All right, just off the football field.
Just off.
I was just out at One Buccaneer Place, or I think it's now called One Buccaneer Palace. They're boarding a plane today.
Right, Meow.
They're getting out of town. They're getting out of Dodge. Cutter said, you know, which I kind of like, you know, because I travel as much as I do, I know what it's like. Mm-hmm. And I'm the furthest thing from an athlete. I'm the furthest thing from being in shape. So, you know, if you go do a rugged workout, if you go do something, if you do all the walkthroughs, which, you know, it's time consuming, if nothing else.
Well, sure.
I can imagine going out on a Saturday, you know, the long flight, getting, you know, used to the new time zone. And I tweeted it right away, and then I had to delete it and retweet it in a different way because I don't know what Arizona's time thing is.
The difference?
Yeah.
Two.
Is it sometimes? Well, it's sometimes two and sometimes three. Right? Now, they don't.
I think they're the ones that don't change.
That don't. So if they never do, and we do, when we do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we do and you don't.
How much does 1 hour make, though?
Well, it's not 1 hour. It's 3 hours. It could be 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. So in this case, what's the difference between 2 hours and 3 hours, though? Because, I mean, the Bucks are going to play in California too,
right.
So I mean that's something it's part of the game. It's part of being in the NFL. You're making those road trips anyway. It's just a matter of how often you go out there, which typically isn't.
I like that they're doing it, whether it's two or it's three. I believe it has to be three, or at least Cutter thinks it's three, because what he said is, he's going to have the team in bed at 9 o'clock tonight, which is 12. That's what he said. That's not what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
So either it is right now the 3 hours, you know what I'm saying, or we're all confused.
Arizona.
Yeah, just type in right now. Just hit right now.
Okay. It is currently, they are 3 hours ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, because they don't change.
So, 10:07 Mountain Standard Time right now.
Because they don't change, it would mean sometimes it's two and sometimes it's three. If they did change, it would always be three or always be two.
Right.
But because they don't change, so they're going to go out there, they're going to get in bed at 9 o'clock, and I would be curious, you know, just because you're in bed, are you in the room? Are you in bed? Are you trying to sleep?
I think the big thing
is playing video games,
making sure you're present and accounted for and not running around. The big thing is being in the room.
Being in the room. Yeah. Hopefully your roommate, if you have a roommate, because a lot of guys don't, that there'll be no snoring. But get to sleep before your snorer gets to sleep. So, yeah, they're headed out today. They're going to do a meeting, I guess. They're going to have dinner. Then they're going to be in bed at 9, which, again, is 12 o'clock here. They'll get up earlier tomorrow. So when they get up tomorrow, which would normally be, I don't know, 10 here, it'll be 7 there.
Right.
Just to kind of get on that time schedule, get on that. And I like that. Like I said, being a Flyer, I came home Sunday from Cleveland from UFC 203, and I thought I was fine.
You know, it's only a 1 hour difference.
Well, it's no hours difference.
Cleveland?
But it's just the travel.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
that's
I was up all night. Yeah. I went straight to the airport after the fight. I was there at 3:30, 4 o'clock. My flight's at 6. I'm on the plane. I'm home at 11. The game starts at 1. I'm asleep at 1:20. You know, so just all that travel and all that uncomfortableness, you know, of being a 340-pound, a 280-pound, a 212-pound, you know, athlete, you know, crammed in those little, you know, chairs.
Yeah.
They're not all in first class. You know, and you can pull up that, you know, armrest in between, and it's still not a, you know, luxurious fit. So.
Luxurious.
Very disappointed in myself as I came back, by the way, from Cleveland covering UFC 203. Realized that while I was gone, the Rays must have had 10 strikeouts. Because I didn't get down to that furniture store and get my coupon.
I think the biggest thing out of all of this is the fact that they're on a 3-game winning streak against AL East division rivals.
And nobody knows.
Well, I just said it and still nobody knows.
Exactly. No. It's just still, it's so late in the season now. Yeah. I mean, how many games are left? 14?
Maybe.
You know, that I just don't think anybody cares anymore. Not that anybody really even cared to begin with. Now, with that said, I do want to say this. I went to 2 baseball games in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I went to 3 baseball games in 3 different cities at 3 different stadiums.
Baltimore, Cleveland, and?
Philadelphia.
Philly.
And, you know, the attendance wasn't a whole lot better in any of them. The Cleveland Indians are in first place. The Cleveland Indians are headed to the playoffs. I went to 2 games in Cleveland. And so let's all, me included, let's all get off the case of the Tampa Bay Rays and their attendance, because nobody's having a very good attendance. Now, is it because it's late in the season? Is it because there's literally 7,000 games in a season? You know, I mean, there could be many of a reasons.
Or baseball just isn't as popular as it used to be.
I'm going to go with that one. To me, now, is it because I'm older? Is it because I've been to so many? Is it just because I don't care? I'm fat and lazy? You know, I mean, I don't know what it is. But 2 out of the 3 times, it was the Houston Astros, which, according to you baseball people, the MVP plays for. All 5'2" of them.
Right. He's injured right now.
The guy's unbelievable. He's absolutely unbelievable. He truly, truly is. But nobody was there to see him. And again, it's even more if the best player in the league right now goes on the road to play, you would figure people would go see him.
Would want to go, yeah, because they're not experiencing this big season that he's having. I mean, he has, he's 5'2".
Is he really 5'2"?
I think he is. I think he's actually listed as.
All right.
I'll double check that.
Yeah, I thought he was a little bit taller. I was just being a smarty.
But
go ahead. Get on with your story before I fall asleep.
Excuse me, 5'6".
Yeah, I thought he was taller, 5'2".
24 home runs, 94 RBI. He's hitting .341 right now. Only 66 strikeouts on the season. So, his on-base plus slugging is .952, which is pretty good for a small
high-challenged person.
Yeah, for a middle infielder like that. So, he's just to see somebody hitting .341 nowadays, which is actually kind of interesting because 2 seasons ago, 2014, he finished the season hitting .341.
Really?
Yeah. So his previous 3 seasons, he never cracked .300. Then it was .341, .313, and he's back at .341 right now.
I'm honestly not sure, and I'm sure he did at the 3 games that I saw him. I don't know if I saw him make an out. Now, again, I certainly wasn't paying attention either. But, you know, I don't know. And by the way, I talked to Brandon Guyer.
Yeah.
Now with the Cleveland Indians. And I meant to talk about this last week because I thought it was pretty funny that, you know, you think of professional athletes as professional athletes.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You think that they have everything going for them. You think that they don't have a worry in the world. Right?
One would assume.
You with me on everything I'm saying so far?
I'm tracking. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right. So I go over to Brandon Guyer and I said, hey, listen, I know you're a big UFC fan. Do you want to catch, you know, the first pitch? Jessica I was throwing out the first pitch and, you know, his eyes lit up and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, nah, better not if it's already set up. And I said, well, do you want to walk over and meet her? He goes, I don't know what, you know, we're allowed to do here. And I go, what? I said, do you want me to bring Jessica over to you to kind of say hi? Because I like when 2 different sports or 2 different, you know, meet.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I think it's good for everybody. And he was concerned because he didn't know what protocol was, you know, there. You know, I'm new here. I don't want to cause waves. I walk around at a lot of these places like I don't want to cause waves. I don't want people to know I'm here, the whole 9 yards. And here a professional athlete is kind of thinking and doing the same thing. So I did think it was a little humorous. All right. When we return, we have quite a few things still to get to. There is a UFC tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. There is a tremendous event going on tomorrow.
Tremendous.
Out at Raymond James Stadium. Outside of Raymond James Stadium, in the vicinity of Raymond James Stadium. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, car-
caramel apple pie, and much more, chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Press Box has been proudly serving for almost 20 years, and we have been broadcasting our Monday Night Players Show for, this is our 15th year, have not one but two players scheduled to come this Monday. So we're going to talk about that. UFC tomorrow, Buccaneers on Sunday, college ball we got to get to. But what's my favorite subject?
Food.
And there's an event going on tomorrow outside of Raymond James Stadium that we need to talk about. We need to get more information. So let's go to the phone lines. Sonia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hungry and I'm not going to eat until tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
I'm doing the same thing. I fast like the whole day before here because it's just crazy how much I eat all day tomorrow.
let's talk about tomorrow's event. It's the Beer and Burger Throwdown. It's out at Raymond James Stadium, just outside of the stadium. I believe it's in the north parking lot, correct?
It is. That is correct.
Tell us, what can we expect? More importantly, tell me, what can I expect when I get out there tomorrow?
So you can expect 13 of the best restaurants in the Bay Area, including some of those being some of the best burger food trucks as well. They're going to be offering $2 to $3 samples at the event. And then you're going to have seven different breweries offering a couple different samples apiece. I think it's a total of 20 samples of craft beer that we're going to have out there. And your entry actually comes with those free samples of craft beer.
I'm leaving now. I'm going to go get in line. How early will we start lining up?
Okay, so you can start lining up as early as 11:30. The gates open at noon, and right at noontime, we're going to be playing that big Knowles game as well out there. We got TVs, so you don't have to miss your college football either while you're enjoying all your food and beer.
Now, you have some other things going on there as well, right? You have, like, I think it's a little doggy area, and you've got a kitty area, and I can run around in both of them.
You can run around in both of them. In April, we made this kid-friendly, and we added a large kids area, including, like, strolling entertainers like balloon artist, face painting artist, because a lot of parents who have those, you know, children that are, like, 4 or 5 years old, they choose to stay home rather than going to these fun festivals because it's just not kid-friendly. And that's just not the case. We actually made it kid-friendly as well as having a designated area for doggies to take a break to.
It's unbelievable. When I got some information on it, I told everybody at the station, everybody at home, plan on, let's go out there on Saturday. But as well as, you know, we're having a good time. We're eating some great burgers. We're having some and testing some awesome beer, and there's a lot of other things going on. It's also a charity benefit going on as well, correct?
Correct. We work with Student Survival quite often, and what they do is help children who cannot afford, will actually help their parents to get kids in after school programs, because a lot of parents can't afford that, and they help place those children into those after school programs.
That's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Where can our listeners get more information, and can they pre-buy tickets, or do they buy them out there?
You can pre-buy tickets to Miss the Lines, and you can do that at simplyeventsfl.com or the Beer and Burger Throwdown Facebook page. They're on sale until 5 o'clock today. However, you can also purchase them right at the gate when you come in.
All right, so if you want to try to skip at least some of the lines so you can get in quicker and start eating,
exactly.
Go online. If not, join me in line tomorrow as we head out there to Raymond James. Sonia, thank you very much for your time. I can't wait to get out there, and hopefully you'll be around somewhere where we can find you and say hi.
I will be managing the beer area, so just stop by and say hi to me. I'll be wearing a Beer and Burger Throwdown tank top. My suggestion is always come early because some of the restaurants run out of some of the options. So if you want the most options, then definitely come early.
And I would suggest get there before me because restaurants will run out of options once I get there.
The struggle is real.
Sonia, thank you for your time, and I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Thanks.
Take care. The Beer and Burger Throwdown, it's out there, the north parking lot outside of Raymond James. And like I said, I literally can't wait. I won't fast from today until tomorrow, but after I eat a little bit of dinner, I won't tell you where I'm going. I won't eat after that tonight.
That does not surprise me at all. You're going to be well prepared.
I am going for an all-you-can-eat crab dinner.
But are they
right, exactly.
going to be well prepared
for
me, you?
Exactly.
That's the big question.
So hit them up on Facebook, Beer and Burger Throwdown. It's going to be cool. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Buccaneers, real quickly, in the locker room on Thursday, which I believe was yesterday, talking to a couple guys as they came off the field today. The attitude that's in this locker room, and to be honest, it's the same attitude that was last week. So it's not different because they're 1-0. And I shot a video and I put it up on the Facebook page. And I think it's on the YouTube. If not, I need to learn how to redo that. Of Gerald McCoy basically saying, you know, we expect this.
You know, expectations, that's a dangerous word.
He said, but we're, you know, somebody mentioned Super Bowl and he kind of joked. He goes, yeah, our goal, everybody's goal is Houston. But our goal right now is Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona lost last week. Arizona lost at home last week.
With against a team that didn't have Gronkowski or Brady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course, I want the Patriots to go 4-0. I want them to be undefeated when Brady comes back. And then I would love for Brady, not necessarily to do it on at a game and on camera. You know, I don't want the guy, you know, to be hated any more than he already is. But then I would like him to flip off the commissioner. If they're 4-0.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's probably not going to happen. But I think he's going to do that with his play. I mean, he's going to go out and show. And really, if they're 4-0, the entire team is doing that for him up until that point. And then he's just going to come in and ideally for the Patriots and all their fans, hit the ground passing and basically just do what he has done for so many years now. But going back to the Bucs and going to Arizona, how much of a loss is Jaquy Smith going to the IR, and how will that affect their ability to get to Carson Palmer and disrupting that offense?
You know, the theory in that locker room, and why is football a locker room and baseball a clubhouse, and why are they all different? Do you know?
No.
Can we change it and call it?
It's a locker room. It's a locker room.
All right, so even baseball, we're going to call it a locker
baseball,
room.
That's a locker room.
Their mentality, their attitude over there, and it always has been, as is every sport, is next man up.
Sure.
You know, the thing about Jaquy is I think he is a great football player. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I want to be careful on star and superstar and kind of a side
legend.
Note. How about, and when we come back from the break, and we're nowhere near it, but, well, we are near it, but not as close as I want to be. I want to talk about some of the names that have made the first cut of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And boys and girls, it's not the NFL Hall of Fame, it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's not the NBA Hall of Fame, it's the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, et cetera, et cetera. Next man up, they went in and they got another D lineman. You know, now they're two DL guys down. Is it going to hurt? God, I want to answer it both ways. Yes and no. I mean, Jaquy was hurt last year as well. Mm-hmm. So they've learned, you know, to accept and be very happy when he is out there. But they're also used to a little bit because Jaquy, like I said, has been injured. He missed a lot of OTAs and that kind of stuff. He was there, but, you know, still rehabbing and getting ready for the season. I feel awful for him. Awful. Because he did rehab. He did do everything he was supposed to do, and then bam, on special teams, I believe it happened. I was in between a Z, I think, when it happened. Like I said, I came back from Cleveland. I think this is going to be a big test. You know, I truly do. The road game, Arizona, they lost
Carson
Palmer. It's going
to be a test, even if everybody's healthy.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if they can adjust to this as well, and I think you play so different when you expect to win. And it's kind of like when you take a fight, and we've talked about it. I talked about the CM Punk thing in the first segment. Did he expect to win? When you're watching the game as a fan, do you expect them to go out there and hold them? You know, in 0-2 and 0-3, that defense, yeah, you expected the offense not to do their job and the defense to go out there and hold them and win the game. Now, I think a lot of fans, even, you know, the bandwagoners, and it was funny what some of the players were saying about bandwagon fans, I think they expect not only the offense to go out there and perform, but the defense to go out there and perform as well. A little worried about a couple positions, you know, your corners, your Ds and DBs, that kind of stuff is still a little iffy.
But that's the thing. You're worrying about specific positions as opposed to the offense or the defense or something like that. So, again, the progression that has happened over the last couple of years with trying to put together the team that needs to work together and putting all the moving parts so that they work cohesively, we're starting to see it come to fruition, I think.
Yeah, you know, I kind of got a kick out of, you know, and typical media and typical fans, and, you know, Hargraves had a bad game and Hargraves this, even though he had a couple nice plays as well. Can we please remember that he is a rookie?
Yeah, right.
You know, can we at least and I think you learn better after you make a mistake.
Yeah, you're tested first, then you learn the lesson, and then you know how to fix it so that doesn't happen again.
The problem with a lot of players and a lot of people in life in general is they make the mistake, they're told how to fix it or, you know, scolded or whatever, and the very next day they make the same mistake. And you're told how to fix it, you're told, you're scolded, you're whatever. The next day you make the same mistakes. Let's see how he plays on Sunday. You know, let's see what kind of pressure we do get on the D-line. You know, will the next man up, will he be able to perform? Right now, like I said, I'm relatively okie-dokie happy.
6.5-point favorite the Cardinals are right now.
Again, you get three points for playing at home.
3 points playing at home, so 3.5 points. And that's kind of close. That's closer than I'm sure a lot of people would have expected if it had been a year ago or even before the
Atlanta.
First week.
Yeah, before Atlanta.
For both teams.
I'd be curious. And let's be honest, all those points mean it's still – and I'm not a gambler, so if you're a gambler and you want to correct me, feel free to do it. I won't listen, but feel free to do it.
What?
Exactly. All that means is where the money's going.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean – that they're going to win, lose, even though it's normally pretty close to that.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of the weirdness. But it just means where the money's going, you know, where the money is flip-flopping. All right, when we come back, I'm going to let you choose what we go to first. Touching base again on UFC 203, the main event, the co-main event. Some interesting weirdness happened there. We can talk about that. And, of course, college football as well. Big Alabama game, obviously Florida State. What's going on with USF, UCF, and their brand-new, very young coach. We can talk about whatever is on deck for you next. You bring it up. This is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And I'm not necessarily saying as a player.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I've always liked Trent.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's that good guy. He was that good guy to me.
Before we go to Vegas and talk
about
what...
I want to go to Vegas now.
Already?
I'm ready to get on a plane to Vegas now.
You're always...
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
So before we talk about what happened in Vegas yesterday, let's talk about what happened in Chicago yesterday. They clinched the NL Central. They lost yesterday, but they still clinched because the Giants beat the Cardinals. And so, yeah.
Pretty early.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking what it's
they were the first
2 weeks.
Yeah, the first MLB team to clinch any playoff spot. They clinched the division first time since 08. Now, they haven't won a playoff game since 2003. They were swept in both NLDSs in 08 and 07, I think it was.
So are you, as a baseball guy, are you rooting for the Cubs or are you rooting against the Cubs? Because let me throw this out real quick.
Okay.
It happened to the Boston Red Sox. You know, the Boston Red Sox were like the Cubs. They were that lovable losers.
Yeah.
They were the lovable guys that couldn't get it done.
I don't know about lovable. A lot of people hate them.
Well, no, they hate it, but they loved that they were always losing. You know, that
sort
was
of
the story.
Yeah.
So either you Red Sox fans, you know, were crying all the time because they couldn't get the job done. But
Right. Most
people, it was the tradition. You knew the Red Sox stunk.
Yeah.
You knew the Red Sox were not going to get back to the World Series. So are you rooting for the Cubs to break the golden Billy Goat and Harry Carey's going to come back and walk on water and all that stuff?
because if
they were to win, it's all gone.
Then it's gone,
Now they're going to take and get rid of the goats. They're going to get rid of the glasses guy that sat in the left field, down the left field line, Bartman. You know, all that stuff's gone. It's gone, right?
I think it's run its course. I think they're ready. I think baseball is ready. I think the Chicago Cubs, I mean, they're 9-4 favorite to win the World Series right now. And I think that...
And in the Tampa Bay area, are we rooting for the Cubs because of Joe Maddon? Are we rooting for him or are we rooting against him?
Yee.
Just a question.
Depends on the I don't know. It depends on the person. I see it being very, very split. I think considering
60-40 or 55-45. Where's the split? Where's the line?
I'll say 50-50 just because there are a lot of Madden fans out there that want to see him do well. He went to a bigger team that had more money that was of a similar mindset to allow him to pay, basically, for a little bit more talent that fit into his wacky way of doing things. And so you want to see him do well. There's a lot of people that are also going to throw shade his way because of the way in which he departed St. Pete. So we'll see how it happens for the rest of this season, what they do. But then we'll really get to see the answer to that question once the Cubs and Joe Maddon come back to St. Pete to the Trop next season, because the schedule was released just a couple days ago, and there will be two-game sets against the Cubs. The Rays will be up in Chicago July 4th and 5th next year at Wrigley, and then the Rays host the Cubs September 19th and 20th. So a year away, but we'll get to find out what the fans think of Joe Maddon the first time he's back.
I guess we will. You know, I had a good time broadcasting from Wrigley. It was cool. Harry Carey was there, by the way. News just came out. Go ahead, keep going. The Buffalo Bills have made a change.
They did.
How about that? They fired their offensive coordinator.
After last night?
After last night. It must have just happened.
They scored 31 points.
Maybe you might want to fire the brothers. Maybe you want to put the lap band back on and get rid of both of the brothers. I'm just saying. Because he's not winning with the lap band off either. Because he made the comment about he took it off, you know, to help his brother and blah, blah. Their defense last night was awful. Every time you thought they were going to win, back came the Jets for a 50-yard, you know, touchdown. And you know, something else that I thought of last night. Give me your thoughts on this. And Ed, feel free, you know, think about it, you know, and let me know your thoughts on this. I think if a player gets injured on a play that a flag is thrown, like, was it Marshall, the receiver, got pulled down by his face mask, and the initial thought was done for the year. ACL, he can't get up. Would you be okay with, if a player gets injured due to a penalty, that player is out as long as the hurt player is? Because if he doesn't grab him by the face mask, he's not going to go down wrong.
No, I don't, just because
I'm the new commissioner.
It is a variable time frame. You have to have some sort of constant accountability. So if somebody gets pulled down and injured, and let's say there was some sort of suspension levied, it would have to be the same for that type of penalty. So
I'm saying that there should be a bigger penalty if the player gets injured or seriously injured due to an illegal play.
No, I get what you're saying, but if you have somebody who does the same play two different times, the first time the player
gets hurt.
Let's say the player gets hurt and he sprains his ankle.
Okay.
He's out for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So let's say that player is also out for 2 weeks. Same play happens, that player grabs a face mask, pulls the guy down, pops his ACL, done for the season. Same penalty, two different punishments.
Yeah, because it's two different injuries.
Can't do that because there's too many variables in that
situation.
And
I think after three or four times, then they face the firing squad. No?
Yeah, but then you make the referee or the official, you make him judge, jury, and executioner. And how do you stop at face masks? What about horse collar or illegal chop block or something like that, or helmet to helmet? Where do you stop?
Well, I don't stop. That's what I'm saying.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
There'd be nobody left on the field. But if John Lynch were playing, he'd be out in the first series.
Well, I'm pretty confident in saying that John Lynch couldn't play in today's football reason.
Not that he was dirty. I mean, he was just a very hard hitter.
Right. Well, and again, it would maybe fall under dirty today, but it wasn't dirty back then. You know, the headhunters.
It was a Sunday afternoon.
It was different.
Yeah.
I mean, back then it was fine. But now it's not. So if John Lynch were to play today and play the same way that he played back in the early 2000s, he would fall under dirty. But back in 2000, it wasn't dirty. That's the way you played. Now you play with, you know, flags and stripes and other things where you're not allowed to hit above the head, below the head, or in anywhere on the same football field. And that's sometimes how you feel out there. It's absolutely crazy.
I mean, so. God, how did we have football with guys like Ronnie Lott or Steve Atwater? How did they survive? I mean, geez.
No, you're right. You're right. It's changed, and I think it's going to continue to change. And, you know, we've had so many problems, and I remember, Ed, you and I talked about this when Josh Freeman, you know, he would start to run out of bounds, and because players were getting penalties for hitting almost out of bounds, they would stop, and then Freeman would, you know, juke to the left and get another 10, 15 yards.
Mm.
And so, a lot of these rules have definitely changed, and, you know, it is what it is. But the Bucs getting on the plane, I believe, by 3 o'clock so that they can get out to Arizona. But what's news coming out of Vegas?
Well, speaking of domes, we talked about the Trop earlier.
Like, what dome are we talking about?
Talked about the Trop earlier, and apparently there has been a committee hearing that happened yesterday where the Nevada Oversight Committee voted unanimously to recommend $750 million worth of public funds to be used to go towards a 65,000 seat domed venue that would be partially financed by the CEO of Las Vegas Sands. So it would be partially from public funds, partially from the CEO. If I did my math correctly, we're talking about $1.1-ish billion venue.
I like it. I'd like to see a team there.
That's one of multiple milestones they have to achieve, though. They got through that. They still have to get through the state legislature. They still have to get through...
Which won't be a problem. They have hockey now. You know, the precedent has kind of been set.
Have they established a name yet for the...
I don't think so.
The Gamblers. They should be the Gamblers.
Nah, there's been Gamblers before. I think, wouldn't that be kind of... Nah, you can't.
No?
No.
Frowned upon for a professional sports team in
Las
Vegas?
Yeah. You know, unless you're going to have Pete Rose as your, you know, your head coach. You know,
the GM.
The GM or something like that. No, you can't go with the Gamblers.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, it would be. All right. All right, three segments That'd down. Be awesome. Now, before we run out of time, let's hit this last break. I'm going to daydream about the beer and burger throwdown, though, during this break. So why don't you do the same? Coming to you live from the bunker, this is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Heart.
Dog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I know you have a few things you want to get to, but let me throw this out real quickly. The Hall of Pretty Good have made their first announcement of 97, I think it is.
Whoa. How many?
94.
Whew.
The first list of nominations.
The first cut.
Of the Hall of Pretty Good. And the reason that I say the Hall of Pretty Good is looking at this list. Come on. Drew Bledsoe? He was pretty good. Doug Flutie, not even sure he was pretty good. He was okay. Steve McNair.
Mm.
I mean, Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker was pretty good. But to have him listed.
I have to see their stats.
And you're right. We do need to look at stats. I'm only going by memory.
Right.
Okay. But to me, there's so many guys that should be in the Hall of Fame that are not because of positions that they played. Okay, again, before, while you were a youngster, when you were still crapping in diapers and all that kind of stuff, don't tell me that Morton Anderson is not. I know nothing's changed. Morton Anderson's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
When that guy went out there to kick a field goal, you never worried on whether he was going to make it or not.
It was going in.
Gary Anderson, Morton Anderson, two definites. Here's a guy that I'm going to say a name that. Anybody older than you, because you may not even know the name.
Okay.
Steve Tasker. Steve Tasker might have been the greatest special teams player of all time. But it's special teams. You know, he was an okay receiver. He was like that third receiver type of guy because they had Andre Reed and, you know, they had so many other receivers. But Tasker, I still remember the one play in the Super Bowl where he chased, the guy down and made him fumble as he was returning, a turnover. Steve Tasker will never get in, probably, and I think he should go in.
Seven-time Pro Bowl, seven-time All-Pro, four-time AFC champion. Pro Bowl MVP, it's a Pro Bowl. Yeah. NFL Alumni Special Teams Player of the Year, 1995.
I'm saying, the guy was a stud, but it was special teams. A guy that I think probably has a chance, maybe not this year, maybe not next year. And again, I'm the guy that always said if you don't go in within the first three or five, Simeon Rice has made this list.
Really?
Now, again, when we look back to 02, we look back to that team. Granted, everybody made everybody better. Having Warren Sapp on that football field made everybody better. Having Derek Brooks, having Rondé Barber, having John Lynch made everybody better. But don't kid yourself. Having that wacko Simeon Rice on the field made Sapp and made everybody better as well. And the reason I call him a wacko, because if he's listening, he will kill me, is, I think he said he came from another planet, which he did. You know, he acted like he did. And I'm not sure that the Bucks win without Simeon. I'm not sure the Bucks win without everybody that was on that team then.
Sure.
And unfortunately, somebody else made the list, too.
That being?
Sharper. Is that who it is who's in prison for rape?
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
And I guess what they're basically saying is, yeah, it's Darren Sharper. Sharper. He's sharper. I can tell you what, he's getting sharper now in prison.
That's wow.
I guess there's no clause there. You know, that being a good person, being a good whatever, not...
Well, okay, there you go. Therein lies the rub.
Granted, I came up with something
if
4 minutes before the end of the show.
If you're sitting there as a voter, if you're talking about somebody going into the XYZ Hall of Fame,
yep.
Chances are, I would think the best way to do it is if they didn't have a picture of who it is, they didn't put a name, they put the position... Stats. And then that's about it. And you talk about how there's some guys that get a little bit of an extra push or get held back because of things they did off the field,
yep,
or the way they made people feel,
yep,
completely not related to football.
If it's not a prerequisite, if it's not, you know, something to hold against somebody,
sure,
like in this case, he shouldn't be in. But under these rules, you have no choice.
But
if he deserves it.
If he deserves it. If you look at the stats, and but you have people who didn't want Warren Sapp to be in.
Right.
The guy, he was an amazing football player, yes. But because of either the way he treated fans, the way he treated writers or voters, whatever, people had something against him.
Well, and again, that's two different things. You know, treating the fans like crap and treating the people who are going to vote for you like crap are two different things. Because the fans don't have a say in it.
But it shouldn't matter either way.
No, it shouldn't. It absolutely shouldn't. But, you know, look how they said with Michael Strahan, how he didn't make it the first year. And I heard it a lot of times. Well, now that he's on this TV show with Kelly Ripa. Now, what does that have to do with it? Because he's out and getting more exposure? Because he's now, you know, seen more or whatever? To me, it's what we like to call... ludicrous.
Yes.
Any chance Alabama can lose this weekend?
They're at number 19 Ole Miss. When you are playing on the road in the SEC, there's 85% chance that there is a chance that you can lose.
Now, they lost to him last year, right?
They did. So that, and that's why I say...
And I'm going to assume that was at home.
Back-to-back
road games?
Let me.
They would have played him on the road last year too. Again,
that.
I'm just trying to think outside the box so we didn't have to look anything up. But could you imagine if they lost it? They would have had to. I find it hard to believe. Of course, I find a lot of things hard to believe, and more times than not, I'm not right on.
Bama lost 43-37 at home.
Yeah. See, I would have found it shocking that they would have played.
Bama was number 2. Ole Miss was number 15. So The storyline coming up
to
this is really not that far off.
I saw something on the Four Letter Network. This quarterback could be the first quarterback in a long time, and I'll tell you how long.
Jalen Hurt.
To beat Nick Saban in college back-to-back.
Okay.
Do you know who the last person to do it was?
To beat?
The last quarterback to beat Nick Saban.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Tim Tebow.
Drew Brees. How about
what?
That? How about that?
Drew
Back
Brees
when he was in
Purdue. Yeah, played at Purdue.
Yeah. I believe it was Michigan State.
Okay.
How about that? Before we run out of time, in a couple weeks, we're starting another show, another radio show.
Another one.
It'll be on Saturdays with Danny Alvarez, and I don't even know Gino's last name off the top of my head.
Kalura.
Thank you. It's called Locked and Loaded Radio. And we're going to do remotes. It's going to be a gun-related show. We're going to teach people, or they are, how to purchase a gun, where to purchase, how to do, what to do, all of that. It should be a lot of fun. I'm hoping to learn a lot. I'm hoping to learn how to shoot some weapons. We're going to have tons of stuff with Grit. We'll talk more about that next week. Maybe we'll get Danny and Gino on. And a great weekend. Great weekend coming up. UFC, NCAA, NFL. Catch it all More importantly, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wags.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dave.